He held needle out to her, hilt first. Here. She looked at the sword with wonder in her eyes. For a moment she was afraid to touch it, afraid that if she reached for it, it would be snatched away again. But then her father said, "Go on, it's yours." And she took it in her hand. "I can keep it," she said. "For true?" "For true," he smiled. "If I took it away, no doubt I'd find a morning star hidden under your pillow within a fortnight. Try not to stab your sister, whatever the provocation." "I won't, I promise." Arya clutched needle tightly to her chest, and her father took his leave. The next morning, as they broke their fast, she apologized to Septa Mordain and asked for her pardon. The Septa peered at her suspiciously, but father nodded. 3 days later, at midday, her father's steward, Vaean Poole, sent Arya to the small hall. The trestle tables had been dismantled, and the benches shoved against the wall. The hall seemed empty, until an unfamiliar voice said, "You are late, boy." A slight man with a bald head and a great beak of a nose stepped out of the shadows, holding a pair of slender wooden swords. "Tomorrow you will be here at midday." He had an accent, the lilt of the free cities, Braavos, perhaps, or Myr. "Who are you?" Arya asked.